Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we do thank you again for your goodness and your grace to us.
主，我们再次的感谢您的良善和您对我们的恩典。
We thank you for your eternal word.
我们为您呢永恒的话语感谢您。
But Lord, we need help to understand what you would have us to say, what you would say to us.
主，但我们需要帮助您帮助我们，让我们明白你要对我们说什么话。
And we would pray, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, that you would teach us, that we might be able to understand your ways and your love toward us better in the days to come.
主啊，我们盼望您的圣灵能够教导我们，在未来的日子里面，让我们更深的明白你对我们的爱。
So bless our dear brother Trevor, as he would help us along our journey in this new year. And we would ask this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
在我们这样的历程当中呢，在这新年一开始要开展的这个学习呢，Trevor 弟兄会带领我们，主啊，求你祝福他。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
So Trevor, tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the folks there, especially in China.
Good evening, everyone.
我们请 Trevor 弟兄介绍一下他自己，也跟大家，特别是国内的弟兄姐妹们认识一下。大家好。
It's nice to be with you.
很高兴跟大家在一起。
And I'm excited to be here.
我也很兴奋哦，今天能在这里。
I was saved by the Lord Jesus in 1989.
我是被主耶稣基督我信主得救是在1989年。
In a very small church.
在一个非常小的教会里面。
There were maybe 20 people there.
可能只有20个人左右。
But they were very good people.
但是都是非常好的人。
And they loved to study their Bible.
他们也很喜欢。研读圣经。
And that's where I learned how to study the Bible.
我一直在那个教会学到怎么样去读圣经的。
And it became a delight to me.
然后也成为我一生的喜好。
You see, the Bible is like an unopened treasure chest if you do not read it.
圣经呢，就像如果你没读的话呢，就像一本一个没有打开的珍宝箱。
There are special treasures in this chest that you only get when you open it.
那这里面的珍宝呢，只有你打开了你才能够得着。
It's also like a flashlight.
它也像那个手电筒。
And it enlightens our mind and it clears the vision for the path of the future.
照亮我们的头脑，也照亮我们前方未来的路。
Now, sometimes when we read the Bible,
有的时候我们读圣经的时候呢，
we find some things that are very easy to understand.
我们会发现有些地方呢，非常容易懂。
So, for example, it might say, do not steal.
比如说举个例子，我说神说不要偷盗。
That's very easy to understand.
这很容易明白，不是吗？
But there are some other parts in the Bible that make us scratch our head and we wonder why they are there.
那还有一些在圣经里的部分呢，会让我们很挠头，我们也不明白为什么圣经会把它放在里面呢。
And sometimes the Bible seems very confusing.
有的时候呢，圣经的段落会让我们很困惑。
But that's okay.
但是这没关系。
The Bible itself says sometimes it's very confusing.
圣经自己也说的确有的地方是很难懂的。
In Acts chapter 8, there's a story of a man that is called the Ethiopian eunuch.
比如说在使徒行传的八章里面呢，讲到有一个人他叫他是埃塞俄比亚的太监。
He was a motivated man.
他是一个努力寻求的人。
He was an educated man.
他也是受过良好教育的人。
He was a man who was high up in his government.
而且他是身居高位的一个官员。
He was a religious man.
而且他也是一个虔诚的人。
And when he was reading the Bible, he found it very difficult to understand.
但他读圣经的时候呢，他都会发现很难明白。
And so if this man who was living at the times of the Bible found it difficult to understand, we shouldn't feel so bad.
那如果像他这样一个就身处在这个圣经写作时代的当代人他都觉得很难明白的话，如果我们对圣经觉得很难理解，也就不会觉得太难过了，太沮丧了。
We should not feel discouraged.
我们不要灰心。
Because God can help us to understand.
因为神能够帮助我们明白。
And that's one of our basic, understandings or assumptions about the Bible.
这是我们关于圣经的一个最基本的假设。
That the Bible is God wanting to communicate with mankind.
那这个前提是什么呢？就是神他想要跟人交流。
And that's what makes the Bible different from every other book in the world.
也是这一点呢，使圣经区别于这世界上所有其他的书。
It looks like any other book.
它看起来跟其他的书挺像的。
It has a front cover and a back cover.
它有这个封面，也有封底。
It has a whole bunch of pages in between.
然后中间呢，有一大堆的这个书页。
Or maybe you're like me and you're starting to put things on your phone so that you can read it.
你像我一样能把这个圣经呢下载到手机里，这样你就可以随时读。
And it looks like any other book.
所以它看起来跟其他的书没有什么两样。
But that's where the similarities end.
但是这两者的相似处啊，就仅限于此了。
Because the Bible is different from every other book.
因为圣经和其他任何一本书都不一样。
It's different from the books that we read to our children.
它不像我们给孩子们读的这种儿童书籍。
It's different from the books we use at school or university.
也不像我们上学或者上大学用的教材。
It's different from the manuals we use when we want to repair something.
也不像我们读的这种使用手册啊，当我们修理东西的时候要用到的。
It's different from the novels we read for entertainment.
也不是我们休闲的时候读的小说。
It's different from the newspapers that we read.
也和我们读的报纸不一样。
And the thing that makes the Bible different.
使圣经与众不同的点是什么呢？
Is that it doesn't only have a human author.
就是它不仅有人的作者。
The Bible also has the greatest author of the greatest story, God himself writing this book to us.
而是圣经有最伟大的作者写出的最伟大的书，因为是神自己写的这本书。
So, just like we wouldn't assume that we could, I'm sorry, Yanling, if this isn't, I don't know if they have alphabet soup in China.
Yeah, we have letters.
Okay.
For pronunciation.
If you had soup with letters in it, you wouldn't stir it around and expect words to form.
就是我们不能假设我们把一堆字母啊放在一起，然后随意搅动，然后最终呢就他们自己组合成句子和文章了。
You wouldn't expect sentences to form.
你也不能认为句子都是这样随机组成起来的。
Because that just does not happen.
因为这个不是这样的。
We assume that there is an author writing a story to us in a book.
所以我们是假设一定是有一个作者 写下一个故事，写在一本书里给我们看的。
And on the human side, the Bible is written by 40 different men.
所以从人类的作者看呢，圣经是由40个人的作者写成的。
It's written by men who were from different cultures.
而且他们是从不同的文化中来的。
They spoke different languages sometimes.
然后他们有的时候也是说不同的语言的。
They spoke or wrote, sorry, during different time periods.
也是在不同的历史时期写成的。
They had different occupations.
他有不同的职业。
And they had different social status.
有不同的社会地位。
And the interesting thing is with all this diversity,
那有趣的是呢，尽管有诸多的不同啊，
the Bible never contradicts itself.
但是圣经却从来不自相矛盾。
I suppose I forgot to mention,
我觉得我可能忘记提一点了。
That the Bible isn't just one book.
圣经不是只是一本书。
It's a collection of 66 books.
它是由66卷书组成的一本书籍。
And one of the most important pages that I tell people when I start to work with them.
那最重要的我跟人一起带人查经的时候最重要的一页书呢是什么呢？我通常告诉他们。
Is found near the beginning of the book.
就是。在这个书最开头的时候地方。
And this is called the table of contents.
就是目录。
And it lists all the names of the Bible books and what page they're found on.
那这个目录里面有什么呢？就是所有的这个圣经的书卷以及在他们的页数在哪里。
And so, for a lot of people, when they're new Christians, this is a very important page.
所以对特别是对新信徒来说呢这个目录这一页是非常重要的。
So if you want to find out where the book of 2 Samuel is,
如果你想要找这个哥林多后书在哪里的话
you just turn to that page,
你就先翻到目录这一页。
Find the book called 2 Samuel,
不是说错了是撒母耳记下啊然后你就找到撒母耳记下。
And you see what page it's on?
然后看它对应的这个页数。
And then you just open your Bible to that page.
然后你就把圣经翻到那一页就可以了。
Very quick.
很快。
And very easy.
也很容易。
Some people have Bibles and they have, my Bible doesn't have it, but sometimes they have things that tell the names of the books right on the side.
那有些人的圣经呢有那个拇指索引呢就把所有的那个书卷的名字那简写都贴在边上。
And that helps you find where all the different books are.
他就告诉你们的这个不同的书在哪里。
Because there are 66 books.
因为有66卷书。
Written by 40 different people.
是由40个不同的人写成的。
And it doesn't contradict itself.
而且他彼此之间都不矛盾。
Have you ever heard of 40 men being in the same room who don't contradict one another?
你有没有听过有一个房间里有40个人然后他们彼此都 不矛盾不冲突呢
Who don't argue?
然后他们不争论不争吵。
Which is the best soccer team?
最好的足球队是什么呢是什么样子的
And they will fight.
那就是他们要打架的自己打自己的才是好的足球队。
Who is the fastest runner?
谁是跑得最快的
?What is the best car?
Best car?
Mercedes or BMW or Rolls Royce?
哪一种车是最好的车呢是宝马。
One man will say that BMW is best.And one man will say the Mercedes-Benz is best. And one man will say that the Rolls-Royce is best.
就如果不同的人在谈论哪种车最好呢一个人可能会说宝马车最好有的人说是奔驰好有的人说是劳斯莱斯好。
But But now we have 40 men.
但是现在呢，我们却有四十个人。
Who all speak a message that's always the same.
但是他们所传达的信息呢，却都是同一个信息。
Now, these men were different men.
而且这些人呢，都是不同的人。
They wrote at different times.
他是在写成于不同的年代的。
Moses is considered to be the first author that ever wrote anything in the Bible.
那通常认为摩西呢，他是最早一个写成这个圣经最早几卷书的人。
And he wrote 1,400 years B.C.
那他写作的时候呢，是在公元前1400年。
The last writer was John.
那最后一个作者呢，是使徒约翰。
And he wrote about 90 A.D.
他写书的时候差不多是公元后90年。
1,490 years later.
那就是距摩西的时代已经是1490年以后了。
They didn't know one another.
他们彼此不认识。
And they still wrote a story that doesn't contradict itself.
但他们彼此写的这个故事呢，都不互相矛盾的。
These authors wrote from different locations.
而且这些作者呢，都处在不同的地理位置上。
Moses wrote while he was traveling around the desert.
那摩西写书的时候呢，正是他在旷野这个漂流的时候。
On the northeastern edges of Africa.
就是在埃及啊，就是在这个非洲的东北角这个地方。
Daniel wrote from modern day Iraq.
Iran. 那个但以理书呢，应该写在现在的伊朗这个地方，当代的伊朗这个国家的地方。
Paul wrote from Italy.
那保罗呢，是写书的时候是在意大利。
Sometimes he wrote from Turkey.
有的时候呢，他又是在今天的土耳其这个地方写的。
Very different countries.
都是非常不同的国家。
With very different cultures.
而且文化差异也很大。
And they do not contradict.
但是他们却不互相冲突。
The authors come from a variety of backgrounds.
而且这些作者呢，他们都有各自不同的背景。
Moses was educated like a prince in Egypt.
那摩西呢，受的是像王子一般的教育啊，在埃及。
The very best education money could buy.
那时候就是花钱能买到的最好的教育了。
With all his privileges and advantages to being a prince.
而且他拥有做王子啊，所拥有的一切的特权和优势。
Some of the men, like Samuel, was trained to be a religious priest.
那有些人呢，比如说像撒母耳，他从小就被训练要成为祭司。
Some people were professional prophets, like Isaiah.
那有些人呢，比如像以赛亚，他是专职的先知。
Some were shepherds, like David.
那有些呢是牧羊人，比如像大卫。
One man worked in the field picking fruit. His name was Amos.
还有一个人呢，他是在这个田地里工作，就是捡，就收集果子的，采摘果子，他叫阿摩斯。
Luke was a doctor.
然后写路加福音的路加呢，是个医生。
Peter was a fisherman.
然后彼得呢，是打鱼的。
And Matthew worked for the government. He was a tax collector.
那个马太呢，是为政府工作的，他是税吏。
Now, usually people like princes and people like tax collectors and people like that work in the fields usually have different points of view about different issues.
那通常呢，做王子的和这个做税吏的，还有这个在田地里干活的农夫啊，他们对不同的事情是有不同的看法的。
But with all these differences in the different men that wrote the Bible, they all tell the same story.
但是呢，尽管这些人都有如此多的差异啊，但是他们讲的却是在圣经里讲的却是同一个故事。
They don't contradict.
他们不矛盾，不冲突。
These men wrote in different languages.
还有呢，就是他们是用不同的语言在写。
Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek.
就是希伯来语、亚兰语和希腊语。
Most of us don't understand much about those languages.
我们大部分人呢都不精通这几个语言。
So we have in front of us a translation of those original languages into our language.
所以我们面前用的这本圣经呢，通常都是从这个原文里面翻译过来的版本。
And even though they were written in different languages,
虽然他们是用不同的语言写成的，
they don't contradict.
但是他们也不冲突。
These authors wrote from a variety of circumstances.
而且这些作者呢，他都是在不同的环境中写这些书的。
Some from wandering in the Sinai Peninsula, like Moses.
那有些呢是在西乃半岛漂流的时候，西乃半岛旷野漂流的时候写的，比如像摩西。
Daniel wrote from a palace in Babylon.
那但以理写书的时候呢，是在巴比伦的宫殿里。
Some were rejoicing with the goodness of God in their life.
那有些呢，他们是因为神在他们生活中赐给他们的这个祝福而喜乐。
Some wrote from the prisons.
那有些呢，却是在监狱里在写。
David wrote some of his work as an adulterer.
那大卫他的有些作品写作的时候呢，他是一个犯奸淫罪的人。
Who was suffering from the consequences of his sin.
而且呢，他正在承受罪带来的后果。
A man named Hosea had a wife who was unfaithful.
然后有一个叫何西阿的这个作者呢，他呢有一个不忠诚的妻子。
Solomon wrote about being in love.
然后所罗门写书的时候呢，他是正在热恋当中。
Joshua wrote about victory, military victories.
那约书亚写的呢，是他在战场上获得胜利的事情。
They were real living people in the real world.
他们呢都是在真实世界里面的真实的人。
And they saw life with all its joys and all of its sorrows.
他们都看见了生活的所有的喜乐，也看到了生活中所有的忧伤。
They felt lived life in all its fullness.
然后他们都经历了这个完全的生活，生活的各个方面。
And for you and I, that's a wonderful thing.
这对我们来说是件非常好的事情。
Because we can feel their humanness through the experiences they had.
因为我们可以通过他们的这些经历啊，能够感受到他们的人性。
It could be the joy over a birth of a child.
我们可以跟他们共同经历新生婴儿出生的时候的喜乐。
Or very quickly, it could be the horribleness of losing a baby child.
但是很快呢，又可以跟他一起经历就失去这个孩子的这个痛苦。
And because of that, you and I can feel all of their emotions that they have.
所以正因为如此呢，我们可以跟他们一起我们可以跟他们有共情呢，就感受到他们相同的情感。
And you and I can identify with the authors.
我们也可以跟他们产生共鸣啊，和这些作者。
So it's very important that the Bible is written by real men.
所以圣经呢是由真实的人写成的，这一点非常的重要。
But on the other hand, the Bible has a divine side, not only a human side.
那同时呢 圣经的这个作者还有神的一面不仅仅是人的一面。
This is what sets the Bible apart.
就是这一点呢是使圣经啊和其他的书与众不同的原因。
Because there are human authors that you and I can identify with.
因为这些人的作者呢我们是可以认同的。
But the God himself, the creator and the author and the sustainer of the entire universe wants to communicate us with us. That's very important.
但同时呢就这位造宇宙万物并托住万有的这个神呢他自己想要跟我们交流这一点是非常重要的。
And God has decided that he wants to communicate to you and to me through the Bible.
所以神决定呢他要借着这本圣经来和你和我交流。
Even though the heavens can declare the glory of the Lord,
虽然诸天也都能够述说神的荣耀。
Even though he has made known through creation his power and Godhead,
虽然神的永能和神性啊是明明可知的。
God chose to speak to you and me through the Bible.
但是神还是选择呢他要用圣经对你和我说话。
And this is what we call the divine inspiration of the Bible.
所以我们把这个管这个叫做从圣经来的神的启示。
So if we were to look up this evening, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们可以翻到提摩太后书的三章。
And verse 16.
六节提后三章十六节。
We read, all scripture is given by inspiration, of God, and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
We have this word that says inspiration of God.
这里面就有这样一个词，就是神所默示的。
It means God breathed.
这句话的原文的意思就是神呼气、呼出的。
God gave them life.
就是神赐给这个圣经的话语生命。
In Genesis chapter 2,
在创世纪的二章里面。
When Adam was made,
当神造亚当的时候呢
God took some dust from the ground,
神用这地上的一些尘土啊
He formed a little puppet looking thing that he called a man,
然后就造了一个有形状的东西啊他神管这个叫人
And there was Adam looking like a gingerbread man.
那时候的亚当呢就像这个姜饼小人一样的。
And then God went,
然后神呢就对着他吹了一口气。
And the thing that had no life all of a sudden had life.
然后这个原本没有生命的事物呢就突然就有了生命。
And in the same way, God breathed on these words,
那同样的方式神也是这样呼出生命给他的话语的
and gave them life
就是赋予这个神的话语生命了
it's living and powerful and sharper than the two-edged sword
所以神的话是活泼有功效的比三尖两刃的刀还要锋利
and so that's important that these aren't just words likeIn a textbook in school, these words are really meant to touch your life and to give your life life.
所以这本书可不是像课堂上学的教科书一样的，而是这本书的目的呢，是为了给触碰到你的生命，是为了赋予你生命的。
Not just physical life.
不只是这个我们肉身的生命，
but to enhance your spiritual life.
而是要增强你的属灵生命的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2,
再看哥林多前书的二章。
And verse 13.
十三节。
Paul says, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things.
并且我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what the Holy Ghost teaches. This is what the Spirit of God teaches.
所以这个就是圣灵，就是神的灵在教导我们。
Why do I say that?
为什么我这么说呢？
Because in 1 Peter chapter 1,
因为在彼得前书的
verse 21.
I think it's 2 Peter chapter 1, Trevor.
Okay.
彼得后书的一章二十一节。
And we read these things that God, or sorry, that prophecy never came from a man alone. It's not a private interpretation.But it says, it didn't come by the will of man, but by holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
彼后一章二十一节，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
It was like they were the pen and God was holding them.
所以听起来就像这些人的作者就像笔一样的，是神握住他们这个笔在写的。
So when we read that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God,
所以当我们读到说圣经都是神所默示的时候呢，
inspiration doesn't mean that all of a sudden they had this brilliant insight.
这个默示不是说突然一下他们就有了非常这个高妙的这个精妙的这个见解了。
Or that they had this wonderful emotional experience that they're moved to write.
或者说呢他们被圣灵感动突然有那种非常好的美妙的这种情感的这个经历。
This is much more than a brilliant insight.
这个比人的这个高明的见解要
much more than feeling.
也比人的这个感觉要高得多了。
This is God himself informing and directing the human author to write precisely what God wanted him to write.
是神呢他亲自在指教和这个引导人类的作者去写下他想让他们写的话。
But even though God told them exactly what to write,
所以虽然神呢是清楚地告诉他们要写些什么，
it's written so that it reflects the unique human styles of the author.
但是他们写作的这个方式呢，最终还是能够反映这个写作的这个人类的这个作者他自己的个性的。
So God takes the characteristics and experiences of the author and uses those things and brings those characteristics out in the writing.
所以神呢也使用这个作者他自己的个人的性情和特点在他写作的过程中。
And they all work together.
然后神使用着不同的人呢把他们一起利用起来。
I was watching a video this afternoon.
我今天下午呢在看一个视频。
And it was a flash mob. I don't know what that is. Do people in China know what a flash mob is?
Flash mob?
It started with one man playing a little drum. Do-do, do-do, do-do.
一开始呢是有一个人在打一只小鼓。
And then this little girl came up and put some money in his hat.
然后有一个小女孩过来就往她的那个帽子里扔了点钱。
And that started a wonderful thing.
然后这个呢就开启了一个非常美好的事情。
Now all through the video you hear this drum that was the only thing at the beginning. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum.
然后你在这个视频里面呢就听到这个一开始的这个鼓声。
But after the girl put the money in the hat, somebody with a violin came out.
但一开始只有这个敲鼓的声音，但是当这个小女孩投了钱以后呢，就有这个小提琴的声音进来了。And
then some more people with violins came out.
然后有更多的小提琴手的声音都进来了。And
you can hear the violins.
然后你能够听到小提琴的声音。And
you can hear the drum.
然后你能听到这个鼓的声音。And
then the cello came.
然后呢，大提琴又来了。And
you still hear the violins.
你还是能听到那个小提琴的声音。You
still hear the drums.
你也还是能听到那个鼓的声音。But
now you have the person sitting down playing the cello.
然后呢，现在又增加了一个人坐在那里拉大提琴。And
then somebody came with a big bass. And they started playing the bass.
又有人来拉那个低音提琴了。And
then the trumpets came.
然后那个就号，小号也来了。And
the clarinets came.
然后这个应该是单簧管吧，也来了。And
the French horns came.
然后这个法国号也来了。And
you can hear them all playing the exact same tune.
然后你可以听到他们都在弹奏同样的曲调。But
you can still hear all the different characteristics of the instruments.
但是你还是能够分辨出那不同的乐器的他们独特的音色。They're
all playing the same piece.
虽然他们演奏的都是同一个曲目。But
the violins are playing the violin part.
但是小提琴呢，是拉小提琴的那一部分谱子。
The drummer is playing the drum part.
然后打鼓的呢，是打鼓的这部分。The
cello player is playing the cello part.
然后大提琴拉大提琴的那部分。And
as you listen, you hear all the different parts.
然后你听的时候呢，你能够听出有不同的这个板块。But
as they all played together, there was a symphony.
但他们一起演奏的时候呢，那就组成了一个交响乐了。And
it was all under the control of the composer.
而且都是呢，在这个作曲家的控制之下的。They're
all playing the same piece.
他们都是拉同一个曲子，同一个曲目。But
they all have their part.
但是他们都有各自不同的部分。
And you hear the different characteristics of the different instruments.
同时你也能够听到不同的这个乐器的他们各自的音色。
In the same way, the Bible has a divine author.
所以同样的，在圣经也是这样的，它有一个相同的神这位作者。
A divine composer.
就像这个神圣的作曲家一样。
God himself.
那就是神自己。
And he used people like Moses.
然后他就使用像摩西啊,
or John.
或者约翰啊,
or David.
或大卫啊,
or Peter.
或者彼得啊,
and you, they're all telling the same message.
这样这些人,
but when we read it, we can feel the differences between the characters.
但是我们读这些书的时候，我们能够感受到这些作者的不同的特点。And
we see that it's a symphony as all the different parts of the Bible work together as one whole unit.
那就像我们读圣经的时候，就像听交响乐一样的，它们不同的部分呢，都在工作呢，共同组成一个合一的整体。
Very important us to realize.
所以我们认识到这一点呢，是非常重要的。
So when we read the Bible and we see all these different authors and books and circumstances and cultures and statuses and characters,
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们读到这些作者啊，他们不同的年代、不同的地点、不同的背景、不同的社会地位、不同的职业。
We see that the Bible is actually a book inspired by God Himself to talk to you and to talk to me.
那同时我们也要看到，这个圣经呢，都是神自己所默示的，是为了要跟你和我说话的。
And so the Bible is different from any other book.
所以因此，圣经呢，是跟世上的任何一本书都不一样的。
And because it's so special, we need to read it differently than we read other books.
所以既然圣经是如此独特呢，我们读圣经的方法也要跟读其他的书不一样。
Because we said that this is God wanting to communicate to you and to me.
因为我们刚才说过了，因为这个是神要跟你和我交流的。
Now, beloved, if God is a big enough God to worship, He's a God big enough to help you and to help me understand this book.
那既然神是如此的伟大，值得我们敬拜的话呢，那他也肯定足够伟大，能让我们明白他要跟我们说什么话。So
when we read this book, we start with prayer.
所以我们读这本书的时候呢，我们是要从祷告开始的。Just
like we did at the beginning of this Bible study.
就像我们今天晚上查经之前呢，这个要先做祷告一样。Just
like we do at the beginning of maybe a church service.
就像我们在教会聚会之前呢，也要先做祷告一样。We
ask God that He would teach us.
我们是求神来教导我们。
We don't do that with the newspaper.
我们读报纸的时候可不用这样做。We
don't do that with the books we read our children.
我们给孩子读这个儿童书籍的时候也不用这样做。But
we do it with God's word.
但是我们读神的话的时候呢，要这样做。And
we ask God to open our eyes.
我们祈求神能够打开我们的眼睛。So
that we can understand what He's saying.
让我们能够明白他要说什么。What
He wants to communicate to you and to me.
他要跟你我交通些什么。Because
this Bible is written by God and because it's so special,
因为这本圣经是神写的，因为它如此独特。This
Bible challenges you and me.
所以它呢，也给你和我。 提出了一个挑战。
It challenges you and I to trust in the invisible God.
它让我们去相信那个看不见的神。
The God that we cannot see.
那个神我们是看不见的。
It teaches us to trust Him.
这本圣经呢，是教导我们要相信这位看不见的神。
It teaches you and I to believe what's unbelievable.
它也教导我们要去相信那些
A virgin will conceive.
比如说童女怀孕。
That's unbelievable.
这真是让人难以相信的。
But because it's God's word, it teaches us to believe the unbelievable.
但是因为它是神的话, 所以它就告诉我们要去相信那些难以相信的事。
And it's going to challenge you and I to do the unimaginable.
同时呢，它也 挑战我们，让我们去做那些我们难以想到的事情。If
you would have asked my, well, probably still if you would ask my mother, but if you would have asked her 35 years ago, what would your son be doing on a Friday night?
如果35年前你问我妈妈，你的这个儿子星期五的晚上会干什么呢？
She would have said, He's probably out drinking beer with his friends.
他会说，通常呢，他应该是和他的朋友一起在外面喝啤酒。
Even though it's 30 below zero.
虽然是零下30度的温度里。
So it's unimaginable 30 years ago that I would be teaching the Bible on a Friday night.
所以是 30年前啊, 是很难想象的, 我居然会在星期五的晚上去, 来这个待人查经。
But that's what the Bible is.
但圣经就是干这个用的。
It makes you and I do the unimaginable.
所以它使你和我能去做那些我们根本想不到的事情。
When the Bible is written by God, we understand that this is the truth from God.
那既然圣经是神写的呢, 我们就知道这些都是神的真理。
In John chapter 17 and verse 17,
比如说约翰, 福音的17章17节,
we have a verse that says this.
这里这节经文是这么说的。
Jesus says to his Father, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So God's going to use this, his truth, to sanctify you and me.
所以神呢，要使用这本圣经，也就是他的真理啊，使我们成圣。
This is absolute truth.
这是完全真实的。
God made it. God doesn't make mistakes.
真理是神, 从神来的, 而且神是不出错的。
Why is it important that God made it?
那这个这是神做的, 这件事为什么那么重要呢?
Why is it important to recognize that this is truth?
为什么我们承认这是真理这件事这么重要呢?
I have a daughter that is blind.
我有个女儿啊, 她眼睛看不见。
She cannot see.
对,她看不见东西。
And because she's blind, she has a number of friends that we've come to know that are blind also.
所以因为她是个盲人呢, 所以她有几个盲人的朋友。
Now, if you're blind, how do you get somewhere?
如果你是个盲人呢, 你怎么到一个地方去呢?
There is the joke.
有这么一个笑话,
that there was a blind person.
有一个盲人,
and they picked up their dog, their seeing eye dog.
他们有一个导盲犬,
and they waved the dog around in the air by the tail.
然后他们就把那个狗啊, 举起来, 这样抡, 在空中抡。
Now remember, this is a joke. This didn't really happen.
记得这只是一个笑话, 不是个真事啊, 他们拎着这个狗的尾巴就抡它。
And they asked the blind person, why are you swinging your dog by the tail?
然后有人就问这个盲人说, 你为什么抓住你的狗的尾巴, 就抡它呢?
And the blind person said, I'm just having a look around.
然后他说, 因为我想要看看周围啊。
You see, blind people can't see.
所以你看盲人是看不见的。
And they can't go anywhere without any help.
所以没有帮助呢, 他们是没法到一个指定的地方去的。
In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 15,
就在圣经里面, 在马太福音的15章,
Jesus is talking to some religious people.
这时候呢, 这个耶稣啊, 正在跟一些宗教人士在说话。
And he says this in verse 14 of Matthew 15.
这是14节啊, 马太的15章14节。
He says, let them alone, they are blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the pit.
任凭他们吧, 他们是瞎眼领路的, 若是瞎子领瞎子, 两个人都要掉在坑里。
That's what happens when a blind person leads a blind person, isn't it?
所以一个盲人带着一个盲人, 走路的话呢, 就会发生这样的事。
You might fall into the ditch.
他们可能会掉到沟里。
You might walk in front of a car.
你可能就从一个车前面走过去。
Because neither person can see.
因为这两个人没有一个能看得见的。
And when you don't have truth, you can't really see.
所以如果你没有真理的话呢，其实你就是什么都看不见的。
If you were to put a blind person in the middle of a big empty field, they would have no idea where to go.
如果你把一个盲人啊放在一个空旷的空地上的话，其实他们是不知道应该往哪里去的。
There was a man close to here who was trapped in a snowstorm.
那有一个离我们这很近的一个人呢，他是被困在这个暴风雪里了。
And he left his wife and baby in the car, and he went to look for help.
然后呢，他就把他的太太和这个年幼的孩子放在车里啊，然后他就出去寻求帮助。
And he walked in circles until he froze to death.
但其实呢，他就在不停的就是转圈呢，在原地转圈，最后他就冻死了。
And he did that because he had no point of reference.
他之所以这样做呢，是因为他没有这个方向标啊。
And to be a good point of reference, you need to have two things.
所以要有一个这个坐标的话呢，你得有两个东西。
One is that it cannot change.
一个呢，它必须具备两个特点。一个呢是它不能改变。
Just like God cannot change.
那就像神不会改变一样。
Just like His word cannot change,
就像神的话不能改变一样。
That's the first thing. It cannot change.
第一个要素就是
The second thing, it must be separate from you and me.
那第二个要点呢，就是这个给你做引导的必须是不同于你和我的，就是跟你是不同的。
Because if it's attached to you and me, we'll never be able to use it for a reference point. Because everything is measured against us.
所以如果这个是跟你我联系在一起的，我们就不能用了，因为都是与我们对立的。
That's why when you pick a point of reference, you pick something that doesn't move.
所以你要找到一个坐标呢，你必须找到一个不动的东西。
So here in Vancouver, we often notice that the mountains are in the north.
所以在温哥华呢，我们通常是把这个北边的这个山呢，当成这个指引的方向的坐标。
And that's our point of reference. If you see the mountains, that's north.
所以如果你看到这个山呢，那就是北方了。
That's why sailors use stars.
所以这就是为什么这个水手啊，在航行的时候他要用星星做他的指引。
Because they don't move.
因为那星是不动的。
And God, by giving us truth, gives us an unmovable point of reference.
所以神给我们真理的时候呢，他就是给了我们一个不会动摇、不会改变的一个坐标。
And by giving us an unmovable point of reference,
通过给了我们这样一个不会移动的坐标，
He gives you and I something to measure ourselves by.
对，通过这样一个不能移动的目标呢，它让我们能够去衡量自己。
In Acts chapter 17,
在使徒行传的十七章里面，
Paul is talking with Greek philosophers and religious people at a place called Mars Hill.
这个那是使徒保罗啊，他在雅典呢，在一个非常著名的这些宗教不是宗教哲学人士的这个聚集的这个地方啊，跟他们讨论。
And it says in verse 24,
在雅略巴谷啊，在二十四节。
He says, God that made the world and all things therein.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
The God who made everything.
所以创造万物的是神自己。
You see, these people were always discussing where did we come from.
所以这些哲学家们他们一直在讨论我们人是从哪里来的。
And Paul said God made everything.
然后保罗就告诉他们说是神造了万物。
Now people ask that question, don't they?
所以人也问这样的问题不是吗？
Why are we here? Where did we come from?
为什么我会在这里呢？我从哪里来的呢？人都会问这样的问题。
These are the big questions that people ask.
所以这是人问的非常大的一个问题。
And here Paul says, using the Bible, that the God who made us.
所以保罗在这里呢，就使用圣经，告诉我们是神造了我们。
And he made everything.
而且他不仅造了我们，是造了万物。
You see, that shows that you and I are not accidents.
所以这告诉我们呢，你和我的存在不是偶然的。
We're not products of evolution.
我们不是进化论的产物。
God made us personally.
神是一个一个单独造了我们。
Psalm 139 says that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made.
诗篇的139篇里面说是你我受造，我可畏啊。
That verse 24 goes on to say, not only did the God made everything, but he also says that he is Lord of heaven and earth.
我们还回到这个诗篇的10:24啊，神不仅是创造宇宙和其中万物的，而且他是天地的主。
He is Lord of heaven and earth.
他是天地的主人啊。
He is the authority of heaven and earth.
他是天地的权柄啊。
This most men don't like.
大部分当时的这些亚略巴古的人都不明白。
Because it's saying that there's authority, an authority higher than man.
他这里说的是有一个比人更高的权柄。
And if there's an authority higher than man,
如果有一个比人更高的权柄呢？
He makes the rules.
那他就是制定规则的那一位。
That there's a moral standard to measure what we do by.
那就会有一个这个道德的尺子啊，去量我们到底做的怎么样。
There's a moral standard that says what's good and what's evil.
会有一个道德的标准告诉我们什么是好的，什么是恶的，什么是善，什么是恶。
Sometimes people try to say something is good or evil, and they don't have any reason why.
有的时候呢，人们会说哦，这是善的，这是恶的，但是他们却不知道为什么，不知道原因。
But when we read the Bible, because it's truth, because it's God's truth, we have an authority, a standard higher than us.
但是我们读圣经的时候就明白，因为它是从神来的真理，所以我们知道有一个比我们更高的标准。
Somebody who is a true atheist,
如果一个人呢，他是一个真的无神论者呢？
Cannot say that there is good and evil.
他就其实不能说什么是善，什么是恶的。
Because everything is an accident.
因为如果真是无神的，那所有的一切都是偶然产生的。
Nothing has a purpose.
没有，每个东西都是没有意义的。
There is no good, there is no evil, there just is.
所以也就是无所谓善，无所谓恶了，他们只是存在在那里而已。
But even in the heart of the most strong atheist,
但是即使在那个最坚定的无神论者的心里啊，
they say that there is good and there is bad.
但他们都知道是有善有恶的。
Even the strongest atheist, when he gets held up by gun and they steal all his jewelry and watches, he says that's evil.
但即使是个最坚定无神论者，当有人用枪顶着他，把他的所有的钱和珠宝和手表都抢去的时候，他也知道这个事情是邪恶的。
But to a true atheist, that's impossible because everything just is. It's all an accident.
但是如果按照真的这个绝对的无神论的这个道理来看呢，那应该是不应该是认为它是邪恶的，因为一切都只是存在的那里而已。
But because he's Lord of heaven and earth, then he has true authority, and he is truth.
但正是因为神是天地的主，所以他就是那个最高的权柄，他就是真理。
Then it goes on and says he doesn't live in temples made with hands.
他接着说就不住人手所造的殿。
Neither is he worshipped with men's hands.
嗯，也不用人手服侍。
As though he needed anything, seeing that he gives to all life and breath and all things.
嗯，好像缺少什么。自己却将生命气息万物赐给万人。
You see, God is self-existing, self-defining.
所以你看神是自由游泳的，他是自己定义自己的。
He doesn't need anybody to help him.
他不需要谁来帮助他。
He doesn't need anybody to tell him who he is.
然后也不需要别人来告诉他他是谁。
God said to Moses, when Moses says, who are you, God? And God said, I am that I am.
当摩西问神说你是你的名是什么的时候，神告诉摩西说我是那自由拥有的。
He didn't say, I am whoever you want me to be.
他不是说我是那个你想让我是谁我就是谁了。
He's self-existing and self-defining.
神呢是自我存在也是自我定义的。
He defines who he is.
所以他决定他是谁。
We don't give opinions about who he is.
我们不能对神是谁有任何的发言权。
Because the Bible tells us who he is.
因为圣经告诉我们神是谁。
Then it goes on to say,
然后他接下去又说,
He gave life to all and breath to all things and has made, verse 26, and has made one blood all nations of men for to dwell all on the face of the earth and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord.
26节，他从一本造出万族的人，本也做血脉，住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界，要叫他们寻求神。
This is the God who made everything.
所以这个是造万物的神。
This is the God who brings moral order.
他也是来制定这个道德规则的神。
And this is the God that has a plan for your life.
那这个神呢也对你的生命有一个计划。
You're not an accident.
你不是偶然产生的。
You're sacred.
你是一个奥秘。
You're special.
你是特别的。
You're made in the image of God.
你是按照神的形象造的。
Evolution teaches you're an accident.
进化论告诉我们我们都是偶然的产生的。
That you have no function.
然后你也没有什么功能，也没有什么作用。
That you have no purpose.
也没有什么意义和目的。
You have no reason to be.
你活着也没有什么理由。
But God says the exact opposite.
但是神说的却截然相反。
God says he loves you.
神说他爱你。
That he made you.
他造了你。
He made you to be in a relationship with him.
他造了你为了使你和他有关系。
But unfortunately, your sin hid him from you.
但是你的罪呢却使你躲避了神的面。
But God has a plan.
但是神有他的一个计划。
He has a purpose for you.
他对你有生命的旨意。
And that purpose starts with changing your life.
这个旨意呢就是从要改变你的生命开始。
And changing your life starts with God restoring your life.
改变你的生命要从神先恢复你的生命开始。
Because your life without God is in ruin.
你的生命若没有神呢就是一个悲剧。
It doesn't work like it's supposed to work.
它不会像它本应有的那个样子存在。
You don't do what you're supposed to do.
你也不会做你本该做的事情。
And sometimes you do what you're not supposed to do.
有的时候你做的却是你不该做的事情。
I have an old car.
我有一辆很旧的车啊。
A 1957 Pontiac.
是1977年的一个老爷车啊。
It needs lots of fixing.
它总是需要修理。
It's 65 years old this year.
那今年已经65岁了。
And I have to fix it all the time.
我总是要不停地修理它。
Because sometimes it doesn't do what I want it to do.
有的时候呢，它不按照我的指令去工作。
Sometimes I want it to start and it doesn't start.
有的时候我要让它启动，它不启动。
And the brakes are very old, and sometimes I want it to stop, and it doesn't stop very well.
然后它的刹车呢也很旧了，我有的时候让它停，它又不停，停得不好。
And I have to restore it.
所以我需要恢复它，重塑它。
I put new parts in so that it works better.
然后我要给它换上新的配件，让它能够工作得更好一些。
Because the way it was, it didn't work very well.
如果按照他现在的原来的方式呢，他是不会这个好好的工作的。
And that's what God does with our lives.
所以神在我们的生命中也是做了这样的事情。
Our lives without God don't work very well.
若没有神呢，我们的生命也是不好的。
And God restores our lives little by little.
所以神是一点点地恢复了我们的生命。
And changes us so that we work properly.
改变我们，让我们能够更好地行事为人。
And we do and fulfill the purposes that God has for us.
让我们能够去完成神对我们的旨意和目的。
And what's the big thing?
什么才是大事呢?
It says in verse 27, to seek the Lord.
那就是27节说的，寻求神就是大事。
You see, when you seek the Lord, you will find the Lord.
你看，就如果你寻求神的话，你就能够找到他。
He doesn't move.
因为他不动，他站不动，就在那里。
He doesn't change.
他不改变。
He's always the same.
而且他永远都是一样的。
What he was before, he always will be.
他过去怎样，将来也还是那样。
And that's why it's very important that you and I have the truth.
所以这就是为什么你和我拥有真理是如此的重要。
This point of reference.
就是有一个这个参照系啊，有一个坐标非常重要。
You see, when you don't have a point of reference, you might get confused.
因为如果你没有一个 坐标没有一个参照点的话呢，你就会走丢了，会很困惑了。
So if you were to go to a hospital here in Canada,
那如果你要去一个加拿大的旅馆的话,
you might go into the hospital and in one operating room, they're killing a baby.
Oh, you mean hospital? Oh, 如果你去一个加拿大医院的话，他们可能在一个手术室里面正在杀死一个婴儿。
And they call that abortion.
他们管这个叫堕胎，叫流产，人工流产。
And in the next room,
在隔壁的一个病房里呢,
another doctor might be trying to save a baby that was born too soon.
可能一个医生呢正在抢救一个早产的婴儿。
I have a nephew that was born 3 months early.
我有一个侄子啊，他是早产了3个月。
And the doctors tried to save him.
然后医生呢就努力要把他抢救过来。
And they did save him.
然后他的确把他，医生的确把他抢救过来了。
But in the same hospital, they were killing babies his same age.
但是在同样的这个医院里面，他们却在杀死那些同样这个年龄的孩子。
That's very confusing.
所以这个是让人很不解的，不是吗？
Why is one a life worth saving, another one isn't worth keeping?
那为什么一条生命就配得去抢救它，另一条生命就连生下来都不配得呢？
But you see, when there's a fixed point of reference, when you have the truth, you don't have that confusion.
但是如果我们拥有那个固定不变的坐标的话，你有真理的话呢，就不会有这样的困惑了。
When you have the truth, you don't have to decide who's going to make the rules.
所以你有真理的话呢，你就不必去考虑是谁来制定规则了。
When there's no truth, who makes the rules?
如果没有真理的话，那谁在制定规则啊？
When there is no one to enforce the truth, who makes the rules?
如果没有人去执行真理的话，是谁制定规则？
Think about a playground.
Playground, yeah? Mm-hmm. 我们想象一个操场。
And there's an adult watching the children play.
然后大人们都在看孩子们在玩。
There's some people on the swing and they're going back and forth.
那有的孩子呢在荡秋千，前前后后在荡。
And then a bad person comes and pushes the person off of the swing.
然后一个坏人过来了，一下就把这个人从这个秋千上推下去了。
And the person watching over comes over and scolds the bad boy.
然后呢，在旁边看的人呢就过来就责备这个批评这个坏的孩子。
And says, you're not allowed to push people off the swing.
然后会告诉他说你不允许把别人从秋千上推下去。
But what happens if there are no rules? What happens when there's nobody to enforce the rules?
那如果没有规则也没有人去执行这个规则的话呢，那会发生什么呢？
Who takes control of the playground?
那谁来控制这个游乐场呢？
The biggest, toughest kid takes over.
那就是那个最强有力的、最粗暴的那个孩子就掌权了，不是吗？
The ruler who gets the most votes.
那就是那个得到那个最多投票的那个人。
Who causes the most fear.
是让人最害怕的那个人。
Who has the most money.
就是有最有钱的那个人。
Who has the most popular message.
那就是那个他的言论最受欢迎的那个人。
That's who takes over.
那他就掌权了。
Toughest, meanest, most scaryThey might not be the best person, but that's the person that takes over.
但是最后掌权的那个呢，可能就是那个最残暴最坏的那个人，但他不一定是那个好人。
And they make their own rules for the playground.
然后他就会为这个游乐场制定他的规则。
Now you see, God's not like that.
但是你会看见神不喜欢这样。
God made the rules.
神制定了规则。
To help you and I be free.
是使你我能够得到自由。
Free to live life the way he wants us to live life.
是自由的能够像他希望我们那样的生活的方式去生活。
Free to live how God wants us to live.
就是能够有那样的自由去活出神让我们活的方式。
That's why we need to know what the Bible says.
所以这就是为什么我们需要知道圣经是怎么说的。
That's why you and I need to be better Bible students.
这就是你和我为什么要成为一个更好的研读圣经的学生。
How else will we ever get to know God?
因为否则的话我们怎么才能够明白神呢？
How else will we ever grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, like Peter told us to do.
那除此之外，我们怎么还能够像彼得劝导我们的那样，要在基督的知识和恩典上长进呢？
How else will we be able to abide in Jesus, like it says in John chapter 15?
所以不这样做的话，我们怎么能像约翰福音十五章说的，让我们能够常在主里面呢？
So in the next bunch of studies that we're going to do,
那我们接下去的这个学习内容呢？
We would like to learn how to learn the Bible.
我们就要去学习怎么样去学习圣经。
How to understand the Bible.
怎么才能更好地明白圣经。
And though it's confusing now and maybe a little bit disappointing.
我们现在读的有一些让我们困惑的，或是有些让我们沮丧灰心的地方。
And maybe we don't think we're ready for it.
也可能我们会觉得我们还没有预备好去学这些。
God is big enough to help you and to help me learn how to listen to what He's telling us.
但是神足够伟大，他能够帮助我们去能够明白他要对我们说的话。
And so that's what we want to learn to do in the next few weeks.
所以我们在接下去的几周呢，是准备就学这些方法。
We want to learn how to tell what God wants to say.
对，我们先要学习我们怎么能够明白神到底想说什么。
Because it's really easy to invent things that God is saying.
因为很容易我们人就自己去发明我自己想神要到底说些什么。
But we're not going to settle for something like that.
但是我们不能满足于这样的方式。
We want to hear what God is really saying to us.
我们想听见神真正要对我们说的话。
And to do that, we're going to learn how to study the Bible.
那为了要做到这一点呢，我们需要去学习怎么样去研读圣经。
So that when we open it and start to read it,
所以当我们打开圣经开始读的时候呢，
we start to hear what God is saying.
我们其实就是在开始听神对我们说的话。
And then we'll grow in our relationship with Him.
然后我们就会跟神的关系，在和神的关系当中成长。
And we'll be able to live life like He wants us to live life.
然后我们就能够活出他想让我们活出的那样的生活，生命方式。
Do you have any questions?
看看大家有没有什么问题
，or comments，
对，或者有什么评论。
If and when you have comments or questions at any time, if you can.Either send them to Yan Ling or Nancy, or you can bring them up during the time that we're studying these lessons together. We're open to having questions anytime. We appreciate you.
大家如果有任何的问题啊，或者有什么想要表达的观点的话呢，随时都可以提出来。在上课的过程中也可以，或者课后呢。告诉我或者告诉 Nancy 姐妹或者其他你认识的可以联系到我们的弟兄姐妹都可以，我们是特别的欢迎大家提出问题的。
So thank you very much, Trevor. That's a good introduction, and I'm looking forward to next week as well.
所以谢谢 Trevor， 今天是一个很好的开头啊，一个很好的介绍。
Let's just end our time together here tonight with a word of prayer.
那我们今天就最后用一个祷告来结束我们今天的学习。
Father, how we thank you for your eternal word.
主啊，我们是多么感谢你这永恒的话语。
It never has to be changed or altered in any way.
因为它永远不需要改变，不需要做任何的修订。
You never have to change anything or correct anything. Your word remains the same.
你的话永远都是一样的，你不需要改动它，也不需要更正它。
Like your very self, Lord, you never change.
就像你自己一样，因为你从不改变。
And we thank you, Lord, that these 66 books that we hold in our hands, they are complete. It's all that you have to say to us for mankind.
感谢您，我们手中拿的这66卷书啊，他们是完全完备的，是你对我们要说，对我们人类所说的一切话都在里面了。
Lord, we thank you that if we need to learn anything, we can go into your word to find anything that we need. You will meet our needs in through your word.
主，我感谢你，我们因为我们不管我们需要什么，我们都可以到您的话语中去找到答案，找到我们所需要的，因为你的话满足我们一切的需要。
But Lord, we're completely dependent upon your Holy Spirit to reveal the truth to us.
主啊，但是我们同时也100%的依赖圣灵啊，能够把这真理启示给我们。
And then Lord, we need the Holy Spirit to change us so that we are like your beloved Son, who is the Word made flesh.
主，我们也依靠圣灵来改变我们，能够像你所独生爱子的样式啊，因为他是呢成了肉身的道。
So bless each one here tonight and this morning, Lord, we pray. We ask your blessing on each one in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
主啊，我们祈求您的祝福临到我们今天晚上或者是早上的每一个人。我们祈求您的祝福，奉主佩德的名。Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you all.
谢谢大家。
Thank you. Thank you.
祝福大家。